Well, in our continuing special report on the swine flu scare, up next, Stephen Quayle joins us along with Alex Jones right here on Coast to Coast AM. Well, I know how you're concerned about this swine flu situation, so next hour we'll devote the entire hour to taking your calls with Alex Jones and Stephen Quayle. Stephen Quayle, of course, is the author and primer for Understanding Bioterrorism called Breathe No Evil. Isn't that ironic? First published in 1996. Here's Stephen Quayle. Stephen, how are you?
Good evening, George. And we're talking about probably the most important subject that you and I have addressed in the times we've been on Coast together, as far as no longer warning. Now it's in the implementation phase. And I think it's important that people understand. You and I were doing a show together, George. I looked up the records back in 2003, 2004, where the head of Porton Down, the British Ministry of Defense, Dr. David Kelly, supposedly committed suicide. On the show that we did that, and I remember I said he was murdered. Subsequently, some of the great investigators have proven that he's murdered. But what this is getting to is a fact that whenever a virus is dug up from the past, as in the 1918 Spanish flu, it's designed to be basically understood so it can be created into a weapon. And now we have the word unusual being applied to this variation of swine flu, and because it's got components of three different types of DNA strains. So it is my contention right out of the chute that this is a genetically altered bioweapon. And the question is it tied in with a much bigger picture? Is this just the first salvo in a very dark and dreadful chapter that's going to be written in the U.S. and world's history? And I think that based on what you and I and Alex can put together tonight, we can paint a picture that is so far removed from conspiracy to be in your face just by public documents. For instance, in 1996, Air Force put out a document claiming that by 2009, 30 million people would be dead from influenza. Yeah. How did they know that?
Isn't that interesting? Here's the other artist of the program tonight, Alex Jones, the award-winning documentary filmmaker, political researcher, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, truly at the forefront of alternative media. Alex Jones joining us on Coast to Coast. Hello, Alex.
George, thanks for including me on this very important broadcast.
Likewise. I do not recall if you two have been together for a full program on this show. Have you, together?
You know, I think there was some round table.
Round table, yes.
Yes, but no, I don't think I've ever been on just with Steve, so that's great.
So here we are. Stephen, Alex, and here I am. And this will be a round table for the next couple hours. Plus, we'll take calls next hour as well. We just heard from Stephen, Alex, who believes that this was concocted in a laboratory and released on us. Your take?
Well, my problem is I'm sitting here with about 150-plus documents and reports, including the one we broke just a month and a half ago at Infowars.com about that Air Force prospectus saying that they thought there would be a massive flu outbreak back in 1996 in 2009. So I just have information overload here, but I want people to listen to me very, very carefully because this is so important. This is clearly a designer virus. This is clearly been man-made. Now, is it a mass pandemic? Is it a virus that will kill millions of people? We don't know that. But the way it is swine, which is pig, for those that don't know, human and bird, all combined together, I have talked to now six different virologists, five different medical doctors, talked to them, several of them today, and they're all saying that it's 100-to-1 that this is engineered. And then even CNN had a retired top general on today involved in researching bioweapons saying we need to look at this being made in a laboratory. But then on top of that, you have the pieces of it. I mean, it's very rare to have three of them mixing together from three different organisms, different animals.
Absolutely.
Then almost every flu, in fact, I can't find an instance of a flu that wasn't generated in the East. That's how it's always worked. There's two different flu seasons in two different hemispheres. And so they're saying this came out of Mexico. This was in some cauldron in Mexico. And then also the flu season is over. So not only, I mean, you add all these factors together, all the smart money, and even anybody who can rub two brain cells together, knows this is engineered. Then we find out, according to the BBC and others, that the Mexican government knew about this back on the 18th, and that FEMA knew about it, started doing drills 2 weeks ago for a massive flu pandemic. Suddenly we saw stories in Tennessee, California, and other places about the Army and Marines running checkpoints on the highways without even asking people. We interviewed...
And then we hear about the FEMA camps. Remember that?
Exactly, and then people, quote, debunk those when it's in major newspapers. And in fact, that was my next issue, and when we have time later in the hour, I can get into it. People keep saying there's no mass graves. Well, we were sent, just like we broke the Mayak report and the big federal report, where it was saying gun owners and Christians and Ron Paul bumper stickers and veterans are the number one threat and basically terrorists. We received... from people in multiple states, including New York. These are posted right now on a story called Plans for Mass Graves Confirmed, Government Surveying Cemetery Readiness for Flu Outbreak, all over the country. They are going to all the major cemeteries saying, can you get ready to bury hundreds of thousands on your back 40 for a massive flu outbreak? And then emergency managers in Illinois and Indiana, and I called them and talked to them off record and confirmed what was put in the newscaster website and others, that FEMA has come in and said, we want you to harden government buildings, even in small towns, and prepare for millions of dead. And then all over the country, CDC, Centers for Disease Control, plastic coffins being deployed everywhere. And then lastly, you add to that things like the Rocky Mountain News, February 2003, February 11, 2003, in Inside Denver, state prepares for bioterrorism. Executive order gives governors additional powers, and they say they did this because the feds told them to. Quote, incinerators, mass graves, camps, and during top off and during these tabletop exercises, Dark Winter, and other drills they've done, they admittedly trained to put people in sports stadiums and lockdown cities. So then we look at Prince Philip and Ted Turner and the UN and the Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 saying they want to, quote, reduce the world population by at least 80%. And they said that an airborne super flu that was transgenetic with all these different species would be the perfect way to do it, and that we need to have cut the population of England by half, Australia by half, U.S. by half. They're now announcing one-child policies they want to push. That's what the green carbon footprint and carbon tax is all about. So remember, I'm not saying that this is going to be a mega pandemic.
No, because we don't know that. But what we can say is it's very unusual that these mixes, as you just pointed out, Alex, will be put together and released on the public naturally. It doesn't happen like that.
And then it starts in Mexico, not in the East as it always does. But
and as you said, this isn't the flu season.
This isn't the flu season, and it's coming out of Mexico, not Asia, and then it's clearly engineered. So what I'm saying is this a beta test? Well, now the mainstream media, the governments are saying, the World Health Organization is saying, it may mutate into something deadly. They're saying, just like the 1918 flu, Spanish flu that killed at least 40 million people, that was respiratory and hit 18 to 30-year-old healthy males and females, the most virile. That's why so many mainline scientists and virologists are so concerned.
Well,
so,
and Alex, as Stephen has reported over the years, you too, and on this program, Stephen, how many microbiologists do we have left to fight this? There's 80 of them dead, at least.
And most of them that could have fought this and that would have been the telltale investigators have been systematically liquidated, with David Kelly being the foremost. Now, I think what people need to understand is this, that even with Baxter Pharmaceuticals and those companies that could prepare a vaccine, which normally takes from 9 to 12 months.
Now, that's the same company that accidentally sent this virus, a virus, out to various countries, right?
18 different countries. Now, you know, George, we've been doing this way too long, and Alex and I and you have got a cynicism based on investigation. I think that's well-merited. The fact is that I am not going to trust any announcements from the government that they have a vaccine for this, because number one, in developing a bioweapon, this is something that most people need to understand. When any government develops a bioweapons, ours, China, Russia, whoever, they always develop the vaccine, or if it's a chemical weapon, they develop the antidote. The thing that I think is really scary is that if we had a melodramatic presentation of a city, let's say in the United States, southern city, with massive amounts of bodies, massive carnage, and just the most horrible images that most people have ever seen in the United States on television, I believe that most people could be scared into taking an unproven vaccine, and if you don't take it, that's your ticket to the camps. And by the way, when the man who gave me the red list, the blue list, and the green list, that was a man that worked for the federal government. I have not heard from him in over a decade. That when I tried to track him down, it appeared he had been murdered, but he said the Environmental Protection Agency Superfund sites were not designed to burn toxic waste, but to basically be able to get rid of massive amounts of fatalities due to the pandemic that would be generated. And that's a very telling and compelling story if you really consider it. The microbiologists being systematically terminated and executed, these weren't just the run-of-the-mill biologists. These were the world's best.
All right. See, that's my big concern.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, Alex.
No, I mean, that's my big concern is we have this flurry of activity by the shadow government, and then now it's not just Steve with his sources. 10 years ago, now mainstream news says, yes, we have incinerators. I just gave the Rocky Mountain News, second biggest paper in Colorado, and I've got literally countless others here of proof where the shadow government, with one hand, is saying, we're getting ready for martial law for your safety, but then the leaders of the system are saying humans are bad, we need to get rid of them. And the key, George, that you just brought up and that Steve elaborated on, let's not forget back on March 10th, I was on this show with you, talking about the fact that Bloomberg was the only U.S. paper, but it was all over the German, French, Dutch news. And then after that show, I learned even more that Baxter Pharmaceutical, that according to the New York Times, is tied in with Bayer Pharmaceutical, shipping out the Factor VIII injections or vaccines for blood clotting, over a million ampules of it, knowing, and this has come out in court and proven, MSNBC, New York Times, knowing it had HIV, knowing it had hepatitis A, B, and C, knowing it was a death sentence for the hemophiliacs that took it, Baxter has been over and over again chosen by the United Nations during other pandemics and scares to produce bird flu vaccines and other things.
Yep.
And so then they get caught, actually with 18 countries, mailing out and it falsely labeling it as regular human strain flu for a wide spectrum vaccine and having it mixed in the major vaccine vats. And thank God in the Czech Republic, they're supposed to test it on ferrets because if the ferrets get sick, it means they haven't radiated it properly. It's a live flu.
And they died, right?
Instead of just getting sick, which if they get sick, you know it's bad. They all died deader than a hammer. And then suddenly there was a huge cover-up. Then we found London Telegraph and other articles and Der Spiegel articles where an unnamed, because they're declaring national security on this, unnamed pharmaceutical company paid governments all over Europe to right at the same time after this happened to tell homeless people they give them hundreds of euros apiece, hundreds of dollars apiece, basically, to take a quote flu shot that was really a bird flu shot, and they died, and people have now been indicted, but there's an ongoing cover-up of which pharmaceutical company did it. So now Baxter in Chicago is getting the World Health Organization contract to produce this new, quote, swine flu system. And let's not forget, in 76, it broke out of the military base, the swine flu, just like it did in 1918, clearly a bioweapon. And they announced, oh, everybody's got to take the swine flu shot. It kills a bunch of people within days of taking it with Guillain-Barré's horrible autoimmune response, just like the Gardasil's doing with some people. And so they had to pull it off the market. So I agree with Steve. I believe it's going to be the vaccine, whether it's Baxter or somebody else, we've got to look at. And And so this is a test run, a trial balloon, to see how they can fearmonger us, to see how they can get us ready. Now we're not talking about Obama not caring about the torture memos and covering for Bush. Now we're not talking about the banks looting us of
our minds are gone off of that stuff.
Exactly, and I predicted a month ago, and just like I predicted 9/11, because I just understand these people, and I don't just throw predictions out here, predictions out there. I'm not bragging. I can't sleep. All I do is study this. I said they've got a bunch of cards in their hands, the globalists above our government, the Illuminati, the New World Order, the social engineers, and they need a crisis or they won't get their world government through, which they're openly announcing, new bank of the world we pay our carbon taxes to. They've got to make us love them as their saviors, and I said out of a staged nuke, out of attacking Iran, out of attacking Pakistan, out of all these things they can do, I believe the next card they're going to play is at least a massive bird flu scare. And so that's where we – and I talked to Steve last Monday, and he on record said that too. So a lot of people are thinking along the same lines. And, folks, I've just got a bad feeling on this. Again, I'm not saying it's going to end up being a massive pandemic and kill all these people, but – in closing, and then I'll shut up and let you and Steve make a point, just so much. In closing here, it's this. Either the media and the governments are hyping this and way overblowing it, or they know something that they haven't told the public. Because
I don't think the media knows anything that you and Steve wouldn't already know, Alex.
Absolutely.
You know, I think the media, for example, when, poor Natalie Holloway disappears in Aruba, they cover this thing for 6 months. When stories like that happen, the media jumps on it. This is a hot news story that we've been talking about for 3 or 4 years, easy, all of us, and they're just now starting to pick up. They don't know how to handle it because they haven't investigated what you and Stephen have investigated for years. You guys are so far ahead of the curve on this, it's not funny. And what I don't know is whether this was done accidentally or on purpose.
On purpose. On purpose.
And Alex, what do you think?
Well, the governments, the World Health Organization, the UN, the Mexican government, if they've only lost 150-something people, when that many people die a day of cold in Mexico City, 30-something million, if they're not covering up a bigger pandemic and more deaths and more sickness, and I've been getting calls from Mexico City, they say everybody they know is sick. I got people in my office that have got the flu, and it's not placebo. They're throwing up. Their families are sick because some of them live in San Antonio. I have a board op who was visiting family in San Antonio, and he and his wife and his kids are all sick, you know.
And we've talked about this respiratory problem that has afflicted so many people. They can't get rid of their coughs.
Yeah, so I mean, just to simply state it, the governments are fear-mongering because with one hand they say it's no big deal, but then they do all these incredible preparations that they don't do for regular flus that kill 20,000 Mexicans, 15,000, U.S. citizens a year. So, I mean, there's upwards of a million people a year that die just of normal flus.
And by the way, the figure we used last hour with Gary Ridenour, of the 200,000 people, they are hospitalized, 36,000 people die from the flu. I know there's way more of that in terms of people who get the flu.
Yeah, I was using a conservative number, saying, I mean, let's say 15,000.
Now, these are CDC numbers.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, CDC, I've seen 35, 36,000, but some people say that, those are old folks and the media exaggerates. But sure, let's say 36,000. So why are they no deaths from this in the United States? Why are they gearing up? Is the government just using this as a good excuse to cover up all the embarrassing banker news and torture news? Or is this a dry run beta test for martial law?
And today, of all days, they do this photo op with Air Force One, which is really Air Force Two, isn't it? The one they used, and the military jets in New York, scaring the heck out of people.
Yeah, that's a sign up. I talked to friends in New York, and people were panicking, running out of buildings. They were flying so low, the jets were screaming between buildings. Clear something, and then you have a 6.0 earthquake in Mexico City.
Unbelievable. Stay with us. Alex Jones, Stephen Quayle. Next hour, we'll open up the phone lines with them. Much more to talk about when we come right back. Well, I'll be doing this Sunday night's program on Coast to Coast, and some of the bumper music we will play will come from you, emerging artists, who have never had an opportunity to play any of your work. And there's more information on that and how to submit them to producer Tom Danheiser by going to coasttocoastam.com. Back with Alex Jones, Stephen Quayle. Next hour, we'll take your phone calls with both of them on this very important subject. How it will lead, the direction it will go, we do not know. Leonard Horowitz, I am told, Alex and Stephen, is working on a report right now where he, too, believes that this was concocted in a laboratory and was sent out on the population at large. So there's another expert who has looked at emerging viruses for all his life, and he too, believes that this is what happened. It is amazing, isn't it, Stephen?
Well, absolutely, and I think the thing that people have got to start thinking about are the ramifications, George. For instance, can everybody that's listening to this broadcast worldwide even imagine the fact of the fury that's going to be exhibited throughout the nations of the world when they find out that this was a genetically altered biological weapon that was intentionally released? Now, those are my words.
Is there anybody honest enough to say those things? And I'm not talking about you and Alex, but a scientist. Will he say it?
Yeah, there are. And I think the thing that people have got to understand is they're saying it now. Alex and I are both getting independent reports of multiple thousands dead in Mexico, even to the point where doctors have emailed me, and some of them had to go through a second party saying they're being forbidden. They have to write on the death certificate that they died of pneumonia, cardiac arrest, everything but the flu. Now, here's something that people should do, George, and this is really critical. On my website, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, they need to go and basically type in my search engine for Basson, Basson. O-N, forgive me, Wouter Basson. Because the question is, if this strikes largely the Hispanic population only, then it is my cue, and I'll go public and scream it at the top of my lungs, that this is a race-slash-ethnic-specific bioweapon that's being beta-tested in the field. I believe that when Janet Napolitano refused to close the borders, at the same time, of course, making all veterans, quote, potential terrorists and putting the rifle sights on their forehead.
You are going out on a limb on this one, Stephen.
Yeah, I know I am. Let me just share this about going out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. When I say the fruit, I don't mean the fruit in the context of somebody that doesn't have an understanding. George, with the amount of research that Alex and I have done, it's in the literally hundreds of thousands of hours. As you know in the email I sent to you, there are a lot of people in very, I would say this, positions of ultimate authority that have made sure that, look, I can't come up with this stuff, okay? Even as a fictional novel writer and as a researcher, some of this stuff is so far over the...
Well, it is bizarre, and I asked Gary right in our last hour. He did not know, but it is bizarre that all the deaths so far seem to be in Mexico.
Absolutely.
Even though this flu strain is popping up all around the planet.
Right. And see, this is the thing, though. If I can identify a genetic marker, and I'm speaking as a bioweapons engineer, I can absolutely design a pedigree virus that will attack whatever specific target or target group I want. And this is something that should make everybody sit up and take notice. Now, here's the deal, George. I just said, for the record, if I start seeing, and we have just nothing but massive reports of that, then there's a history. That's why I'm telling people, look, don't just, Alex and I always tell people, go and look at the research that we spend blurry-eyed hours in the midnight or early morning to research this stuff, and then watch what the rest of the world is saying.
Well,
I maintain that travel and commerce are going to come to a screeching halt.
I agree. I agree with that. And let's get your take, Alex.
Well, let me just be clear here. I believe the globalists have the potential to launch a race-specific designer bioweapon, and this could be that. I don't know that that's the case. Talking to doctors and scientists and virologists, Mexico City is so polluted. There's so many toxins in the environment that many mainline studies show that can accelerate a normal virus.
Well, and some believe this came from a U.S. farm in Mexico where they dumped pig waste.
Well, but let me just just expanding on that, you have a population of 30-plus million people in Mexico City and in the metro area. They're breathing all these toxic fumes. They have all these dioxins in their blood, just like in China where these outbreaks happen, and it debilitates the body. So that may be why we've seen, and clearly it's a lot more than 150-something deaths. I mean, I've confirmed that from doctors in Mexico. So I agree with Steve on that. They're covering up the severity, and so that's why they say everything's fine, but everybody's got to leave Mexico. I talked to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, of course, who you interview.
She was whisked out of Mexico today, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's right. She was down in Monterey at the big medical center, one of the finest medical centers in the world, at a nearby five-star hotel for a medical conference. She's a medical doctor, for those that don't know. And they were told, you get on a plane or we're going to forcibly put you on a bus tomorrow morning and all foreigners have to leave. And there's no outbreaks in Monterey. So they're taking this very, very seriously. So that's the issue. That's what I'm saying. You get between 15,000 and 36,000 deaths, depending on the year, in the United States. You get even more than that in Mexico because they have debilitated population and poor people that can't get to medicine. So if you're having all these hundreds of thousands of deaths worldwide from regular flus, you know, a new strain,
sure,
why are they acting like this is the end of the world?
I know. That is absolutely true, because if they were to simply say, oh, my God, 36,000 people die a year from the flu in the United States alone, this is a disaster, everybody would panic.
Exactly. So I don't blame the controlled, dumbed-down.
We have more people die in car accidents, I think, don't we?
No, we do. It's hundreds of thousands. But, so, I mean, what we have here is, you can say that controlled corporate media is dumbed down and stupid and following, you know, the latest OJ story, and I agree with you. But as for governments, they either know this is super bad and are covering it up. They either released it and know it's super bad and are covering it up and are using this as a martial law takeover smokescreen, or they know it's not really bad and they're just hyping it because governments everywhere, including Mexico on the verge of collapse, needs this as a unifier. And most of the sociologists looking at this, and many Mexicans I'm speaking to in Mexico, believe the government is hyping it and using it and may have even released it to stop revolution and get people's minds off of all the government corruption and what's happening. Now, that said, when Steve talks about race-specific bioweapons, we have the September 2000 PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defense.
And what is that exactly?
That was put out by Dick Cheney and the neocons, and he says in there, we could have race-specific bioweapons as a politically useful tool. Then we have the fact that the AIDS virus, and we have the patents on it, was produced by the U.S. government. That's why it's so hard for Northern Europeans to get it, but easy for Africans and others to get it, because they have the couplers for the virus to plug into, and because it is engineered, that's why even when it mutates, it still stays lethal. And then I wanted to read a quote from Defense Link, U.S. Department of Defense. You Google DOD Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen briefing, and this is up on Infowars.com right now. Now listen to this quote from his briefing in 1997.
You don't make this up.
No. This is April 28th, 1997. You can just Google William S. Cohen, bioweapons. Now listen to this, and it'll come up. Okay. It says, scientists in their laboratories trying to devise certain types of pathogens that would be ethnic-specific so that they could just eliminate certain ethnic groups and races. And others are,
amazing.
And others are designing some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others are engaging even in eco-type terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Now, are we seeing, and folks, you know I don't, you know, get into the, you know, far-flung stuff, but are we seeing in Mexico City a 6.0 earthquake? Are we seeing this breakout in Mexico City? Are we seeing some type of end war, some type of future war? Now I'm not saying that's what's happening. All I'm saying is, if the vice president's saying this, before he's vice president, former Secretary of Defense at the time, Dick Cheney, if the Secretary of Defense Cohen is saying this at army.mil, at you know, defense, it's actually defenselink.mil, if all of this this is going on, we have to address it. And now the White House admits, oh, yeah, we're going to terraform with chemtrails, they don't call it that, to save us from global warming, when the science shows it actually increases global warming. And NASA admits 20% of the, you know, the Earth's 20% darker now, and they have satellite photos of whole continents covered by the chemtrail spraying. All I'm saying is these people are out of control. They're using this to get more control, whether it's real, whether it's hype, whether it's about to mutate, as the CDC is saying that it will probably mutate to something more dangerous. They are mobilizing. They have declared for the first time in decades a environmental medical alert in Mexico, in the U.S., in Europe, in Russia. But the executive orders have now been executed. They have now been implemented where we are officially under martial law. It's just what degree of it are we going to go under? So this is already very serious by the government response. We have to take it serious because if they're, again, only had 150-something deaths, something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
I agree.
So something is going on.
Stephen Quayle, as you look at this and as you believe now and as Alex believes that this was created and this was released, why now? Why now when the world is suffering economically?
Well, it's because it's the order out of chaos. The Luciferians, the globalists, the Bilderbergers, all of the above have pretty much given the word to go for it. To go for it means, George, their ordo ab chao in Latin means order out of chaos. And I want to touch the chemtrails. The chemtrails, when they first began, and for the record, even Will Thomas gives me credit, I was the first guy to talk on national talk radio about the sinister nature of that. Respiratory distress, respiratory illnesses, secondary infections zoomed up. There's actually charts out there showing this. Now, here's my concern. I have stated for over a decade, and Alex can validate this, that I believe that chemtrails were basically the wearing out and wearing down the immune systems.
Yeah, you said they were the binary. Explain
that. You got it. And I believe that we are going to get sprayed with something that's going to be so deadly and so dangerous that people won't have to look up in the sky to see the chemtrails any longer, that literally it will be falling out on them. And that's what my number one concern is that coupled with all this, Alex was talking about the specific DNA attachments that are genetically altered. They are so slick at doing this now. They being these evil, demonic, supernaturally
wicked. They can kill an individual person. They can tailor it down to an individual.
Absolutely. And the thing is that if Mexico City is known, let's say, for extreme amounts of benzene, or you name whatever chemicals that's in the environment there, they can absolutely incorporate that into the weapon. So my concern is the chemtrails, that we're going to get a secondary dose of chemtrails, and I'm already watching the spectroscopic composition of the chemtrail spray. I was at 34,000 feet about a week ago in a jet. A friend of mine owns a charter service, and we were up where they were spraying, okay? Perfectly legal,
mm-hmm.
But in 2 miles, I watched, I did a slow count. I obviously had my wristwatch on. I did a slow count of how fast the chemtrail streams coagulated, if you were, and it was within 15 seconds, George. 15 seconds. Now, again, we were traveling at about 450 miles an hour, so we were able to keep up just a little bit behind, and we were intersecting them, headed to where my friend the pilot was taking the ship, and I got to ride along. But what I'm saying is what I also noticed is this, is that they have electromagnetically activated specific particles to make them cohesive. And this is what I'm really worried about, okay?
Sure.
As if there isn't enough to worry about. The idea is that they can electromagnetically attenuate specific viruses, and with the mutation or mutagenic nature of some of these things, when they're spraying genetic binders, literally genetic binders, substances that cause A to bind with B, you know that this cannot turn out well. And even Germany now is blowing the whistle on chemtrail spraying. And this is world depopulation. That's why now? And I think the strangest thing is for the Department of Homeland Security, I don't know how the military is not actually bringing their full fury and might down on the Department of Homeland Security head, because every veteran who had that stated, you're a veteran, every veteran who had that stated about them needs to basically demand the head of Department of Homeland Security's resignation. To vilify a group of people like that is unconscionable. And in my understanding of history, which is pretty substantial,
you know what is so absolutely staggering to me, Stephen and Alex, is that after all these years, talking about these things, questioning them, hypothesizing about them, and then see them come, see them pop up as fact, I mean, you just got to shake your head. It is so strange.
It is.
I mean, wasn't there an episode in 24 where the president shook the hands of somebody and got gook all over him, and then, he came down with a disease? I mean, all of this is just too bizarre.
Well, I mean, I'd like to comment on your question, because it's the central question. It's the qui bono, in Latin, who benefits. George, look, it's exactly what Steve said. It's order out of chaos. Their whole agenda, they've gone from denying world government all these decades to now saying, okay, it's exactly what the conspiracy theorists said. We just read their documents. It's a global government run by private banking families that you pay your carbon taxes to, that sets world interest rates, and sets world taxing rates and controls every nation.
Are we the only mainstream media? I consider you folks great alternative media. But are we the only mainstream media show that is even questioning the possibility that this was made in a lab?
This is the only show that reaches millions and millions of people. As you know, George, second largest radio show in the world. And I was saying that a long time before the mainstream media was saying it, because I could look at the numbers. But bottom line, yes, this is the only show. That's why it's so important. I want people to understand something, that the globalists need to pose as your savior. They need you to come to them. They need to have crises so bad and fear that is so great through stage terror and economic collapse, and then they say, give up your rights and we'll save you, give up your rights and we'll fix the economy, and then it doesn't get better, it gets worse, and they're looting. And so they are certainly, even if they didn't create this, which I doubt, that all the evidence shows they did, the question is how bad will it be? The hype they're creating is meant to be a smokescreen for all the other issues, because, again, now we're not talking about the global
government. We're not talking about Iraq. We're not talking about anything other than this.
Pakistan. We're not talking about the gear up with Israel in mainstream news saying they're about to hit Iran. Now, I don't know if they're going to do it, but Israel's saying they're about to. They're not talking about how the king of Jordan told Obama, what was it, yesterday, that there's about to be a giant war in the Middle East, and he, quote, better do something to stop it. So all of this is happening. The world is sliding into depression. Wars in the Middle East are on the verge of starting. It'll be much bigger than Iraq, with a nation of 66 million people who've got more high-tech weapons, Iran. All of this is going on. Mexico is on the verge of collapsing with civil war. This helps the government get control there and have an excuse to tell people stay indoors, don't be out on the streets, kicking out Western reporters. And so what Steve said is true. They're moving. The New World Order is moving on every front, everywhere. Just like they leaked those reports out saying the veterans are terrorists, the gun owners, the people buying ammo are the number one threat. That all these years we told you, folks, because I got documents years ago, and we broke the Mayak report and many others a few months ago that finally got major attention thanks to George and others covering it. We told you this whole anti-Al-Qaeda thing is to sell you on giving up your liberties to, quote, fight people far away in a cave. But the whole apparatus, the whole architecture of what was been set up in Europe, the United States, is to attack and suppress and dominate and control the people. And so, again, we have to look at this as potentially a controlled pandemic. We hope it isn't, because the elite have shown they will do it. I mean, they admit, this is mainstream news, you can Google it, the Department of Energy apologizes, that they took foster children in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, radiated 4,300 plus of them we know of to death in radiation studies. We know about the Tuskegee black men being given syphilis and allowed to die of it. We know about troops having nerve gas tested on them. That's the evil globalist.
We know about spraying Navy ships with viruses.
Project
Remember that?
Project Shad, and radiation. So exactly. So the issue is that's the shadow government creating cadres of scientists that will follow orders under the end justifies the means. And so 9 times out of 10, it is Western governments who are open eugenicists saying they've got to reduce population who have been caught releasing this over and over and over and over and over and over again. And all these tax-free foundations vaccinating little black kids in Africa that then die. Can't we put two and two together? So we have to look. I mean, only a rational person would say, hey, this could be the government because these people have proven they're such criminals.
Time for phone calls next hour with Stephen Quayle and Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM.